Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your launching couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 18th, 2013.
And this is episode 135.
Woo!
What is going on, everybody? This is the Valentine Cast. Thanks for tuning in.
Our numbers just keep going up.
It keeps
135.
Going.
Last week it was 134. Now it's 135.
Oh, man.
That's crazy how that works.
Renee does the numbers today. So we got a special guest with us today. We have none other than Aaron B. from the Black Astronauts Podcast. What's going on, Aaron?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so glad that I finally have an Aaron on. We've been knowing Aaron for, it's been what? Has it been a year
at least,
and a half?
Yes. At least a year.
At least a year.
So Aaron is a producer for the fine show. Of the and also a co-host of a great podcast that Renee and I listen to regularly called the Black Astronauts Podcast, and you can find it at blackastronauts.com. I almost said blackastronautspodcast.com again.
blackastronauts.com. But I mean, one of the things I love about that show is y'all don't hold back. Y'all are real, and it is not for children, period.
Right.
So
yeah. Get your bleep button ready, Jay.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, I don't get my bleep button. I probably need to get a pen. You know.
Here's a pen.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I know how we roll here.
But yeah, Aaron, and the guys. I mean, you guys been doing Black Astronauts for little. How long you been doing Black Astronauts now?
First show was February 16th.
Oh, the year is coming.
Not February, January 16th.
Okay.
I remember I was to the very first show when I was playing Tomb Raider, because I remember the exact room I was in. Because do you know how if you're doing something and you hear something, you make that association? Now, Black Astronauts has always been Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because we started listening.
Tomb Raider was a good game. So it was the
remake of the first Tomb Raider that I was playing. But yeah,
and we started listening, and then, I mean, right off the first episode, you guys were going right at some issues and was like, you know what? We can't listen to this and play a game.
We got to actually listen because they go deep on some stuff.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we don't have any kind of filters.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. Well, I don't think it's unfortunately in that. And I think, you know, with us here at the Valentine Cast and everything, we try to keep it clean as much we try to keep it PG-13, you know.
Yeah, we might slip up a time.
I've slipped up a couple of times, of course. I've always been the one that slipped up, you know.
I heard the outtake show.
Right. and you know, we just try to, you know, but that's just us, though. I mean, you know, we have, you know, some family and friends that listen to it, and, you know.
We try to keep it.
We try to.
I always wonder, does your wife hear the show, or does she not listen?
My wife listens to the show. She listens to the show in her own time, though. Like, I can't make her listen to the show.
Right.
So it's so funny. Like, one day I'll just be walking in, and she'll be like, oh, yeah, and another thing. And she'll be talking about the show.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be like a show from, like, a week ago. And I'll be like, oh. or she won't tell me she listened to the show, and I'll start talking about stuff. She'd be like, no, I heard that already. I'm like, oh. Okay.
It's like, I tell a story on the show. I can't tell you because you already heard it.
Right. So for the fine listeners, you know, just tell them, if you would, just a bit about Black Astronauts, you know.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just like, you know, what, you know, the whole story behind it, what you guys do, and, you know, I mean, just go ahead.
Black Astronaut started just over a year ago. First person I actually called with some podcasting help was Jay and Renee, kind of helped me out. And we just are a group of friends that get together and we talk about everything in life that we feel is necessary.
Right, right.
You know, it's you know, goes towards the African American theme, but that's not all the things we talk about.
I know, like, you guys have like listeners from Canada and
yeah,
you know,
because there are no black people in Canada, so we know they ain't black. No, actually, yeah, there are a few.
I mean, you have what's the indie fan? Is that his name?
Oh, Pit Fan.
Yeah. Pit Fan. I mean, we are pretty diverse, and we just have real conversations.
Right.
You know, and, you know, last week, we talked about video games for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so we try and, you know, hit every, every facet, but also, we're turning into a network.
Right.
We have three shows out now. We have the Black Astronauts. We have the Black Astronauts Ladies Launch, which is a female version of the Black Astronauts. And mm-hmm. now we have Podcast of the Week. We changed the name.
Yeah, you changed the name.
Which you guys were part of this past week.
Right. Actually,
just came out today. It's the Aaron's Untitled Interview Show.
And I think that's good, because if you name it Podcast of the Week, you'll find yourself put into a corner of having to do one every single
week.
You
know, you want... If you change one letter, you can really call your show Anus, right?
I would prefer not to call my show Anus.
Oh, damn.
That's not good. We don't want to do that, so we're not gonna do that.
You can be like Aaron Neville's Untitled Show. But yeah, so one of the things that I really enjoy about your show, and I think Renee, and you get this all the time. I mean, all you guys are college educated young black men, you know, a little bit younger than I am. But it's really like, sometimes I hate using the barbershop analogy. But that's because I'm a whole labels guy. But it is like going to a barbershop, because, or the beauty salon, you know, because mm-hmm. this
everybody
is
because
it's just the place where, one, you're trusting somebody when you go in. This is not like going to Great Clips or anything else like that. This is like your barber, your beautician. You're going in, you know all the other customers, and you're just kicking back and you're talking about the current events that's happening today. And, you know, and I want to say no holds barred, but everyone is has enough respect or couth to know how far to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I always tell people like this, like, I like the fact that people listen, but the show isn't for everybody.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
You know, like, I would love for everybody to give us a shot, try us out, and if you want to stick around, awesome. But we don't try and cater our show to anybody.
Right.
Because we're really just people, like, that are having a conversation, that, you know, are having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get really, really deep, and sometimes we are really, really crass. And I think we started the show when we had you guys on, we were really, really crass.
Yeah.
And then,
right up in there.
Oh yeah.
I was about to say,
Renee, you were right. You jumped head first.
That's what I do.
but then, you know, we got really, really, really intelligent. So, you know.
Yeah.
But
I think too is I know, you know, starting the show and stuff like that, especially where you're speaking your mind and stuff like that. I mean, you see this, I would say you probably see this common amongst all the podcasts. I mean, even Mark Marion, you know, the WTF mm-hmm. podcast. I mean, you go back and listen to his earlier shows. I mean, he was, you know, out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was really out and brash and everything else. And as you see, you know, more and more as time goes on, that's kind of calmed down. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because I think it's awesome, you know, you kind of come up and you're like, you just kind of get out and you're like, I have a voice and I have an outlet for that voice and I'm going to speak my mind. And you're just like, frickety frack, fruit, you know? I mean, it's kind of, you know, when you guys had us on, I mean, that was kind of how it was for us. We was like, oh, man, no holds barred. and we get to say what we want.
I was like, yes, I get to curse, and because I curse all the time. Jay knows. I just can't do it on here. So it's nice to let my lips do some cursing every now and then.
Yep, definitely. So thanks for being on the show, man, and thanks so much for having us on your show, not once, but twice. And,
I know. Yeah,
you know, sorry for...
I'm honored.
It took us a little long to get you on the show.
Man, I'm so juiced. I was, you know, y'all in the chat room really don't understand. Like, a lot of people, Jay and Renee are really good people, but you really don't understand. Like, it's been times that I've called Jay and like, hey, man, I need help.
Right, right.
And it'll be something silly. You'll be like, well, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And then you do this. Hey, Renee, give me 1 second. I'll be right in there. Aaron's on the
I'll
phone.
I'll be like, all right.
Man, that's where it usually goes a lot of times. I'm like, damn it, if I wait like 15 more minutes, she's going to be knocked out.
Hey, I can't help it. Stuff just kind of comes over me and then I'm done.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's always good when those things come up because – I remember one time, I can't remember what you asked, and I was like, well, Aaron, did you get this? And you was like, well, no, but I got this instead. And that should work. I was like, really, dude?
I could hear it in your voice, like, this dude.
I was like, dang. And I was like, then you was like, well, I got a deal on it and everything. I was like, okay, I can understand. We can make it work. You know, I'm actually helping a guy now. You know, he's trying to get a podcast off as well. So kind of. Telling him some things he need to do.
Tell him if he has any advice my way, let him know. I'm that's the thing. Like, y'all help me so much that I always want to help people.
Right, right. So well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's what it is about, you know, pushing it forward, you know.
Well, I want to take this time to say hi to the chat room because they're being extra talkative today, which I love. Just a little JK Grammer is in the house. Hi, JK.
What's going on, JK?
And he said that you're looking grizzly.
Oh yeah, what you say, Aaron? Beard gang,
beard gang, all day, all day.
I want to say hi to Aprilians here.
What's going on, April?
Apparently, April thinks that Aaron's cute, so there's that.
Hey, winky face.
Hando is here, and Hando's birthday is tomorrow. Wink, wink. Yeah. And Crather is here. That dude. Oh wait, I know that dude. That dude is on the show already. And Klojmir is here.
Yeah.
And Muhogan, who is out of town but is still here. That's dedication.
It is. Appreciate that.
And his lovely wife Zabi is here. And also Punk Gopher.
What's going on?
Say hi to everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Awesome.
So with that, let's go ahead and jump right into this weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Birthday boy.
I know.
Yeah. So this weekend was an awesome weekend because something launched.
Something launched, and
it
was a full weekend of
PS4, PlayStation 4.
So this was my last purchase that I did not need. I don't need the PlayStation 4. They didn't even have any good games at launch.
No, they did.
Well, they didn't have any amazing games. They didn't have any amazing games.
They didn't have any games that would be Game of the Year games.
But I bought it because how can I not?
Right, right.
So
Aaron, did you get a PS4?
Don't you judge me. Don't you judge me out here with you gaming snob.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't get one.
No, he got a baby coming.
Well, yeah. I know. He has a baby coming. I'm just saying. I know he was talking about it.
I was 2 seconds from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw the videos y'all was streaming, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then my friend called me, and he was like, watch me do this stream of Madden. And I was like, I hate everybody. I'm going to bed.
See, we're going to talk about this more later, but it's so easy to share. That, I mean, people are sharing left and right. So we'll talk about the sharing and everything. But yeah, it was a PS4-filled weekend.
It was.
For us, so.
It was. You know, it was kind of perfect because it was kind of gloomy out and the rain. And people that don't know, Aaron is here in the lovely city of Louisville.
Yeah, Aaron lives here. And we have not met up with Aaron yet.
We haven't.
And that's my fault because I'm the one who usually makes the plans for dinner.
Well, that and then I mean, it's not like I can't walk over to next door, and see you.
Okay. Yeah. That's horrible,
Ren. You know what? I thought about that today when I took my break. I was like, you know what? I should just go over and see Aaron. But then I was like,
because I was in training.
But then so. I was like, eh. I mean, I need to do better. I admit.
Good job being a friend.
I know, right?
But yeah, we're definitely going to have to do dinner.
What you doing? I wonder if I should go in tomorrow. Because she's my work at home.
See,
day.
So you could hang out with Aaron.
I don't know.
But they only give us half an hour for lunch. I'm still deprived. Well, I'm not doing those beautiful hours like y'all. I still only get half an hour. Thank you very much.
Right. Hey, but you get off at 4:30 though.
This is very true.
See, yeah.
So, that's the other freaky thing too. I know when he gets on and off.
Yeah.
And he knows when I'm at work and not at work either. So yeah.
y'all just stalking each other. Yeah. That's all y'all doing.
You know. Hey, don't be judging our relationship.
I know.
No. I mean, it's all right because you give him back to me when I need to. So it's all
right. Right. So on Friday, we were in a situation where I don't even know how to. We're in a situation. We're at the hospital, and everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
But, so but don't worry. We're at the hospital, and this lady was Renee. When Renee goes to get her blood done, she has veins that roll, and they're small and curvy, and they bust.
Yeah,
and everything else. So this lady, you know, Renee, because she's so accustomed to this, when she goes in, she always says, "Hey, phlebotomist, my veins are bad. Like, seriously,
they're really bad.
Really bad. You need to use the smallest needle you have." And here's my thing with these phlebotomists.
I think you just like saying the word phlebotomist.
Well, blood takers, then. These vampires. what else am I supposed to call them?
No, that's the.
These nurses. Well, I can't say nurses because they're not nurses. They'll get indignant.
She's a nurse. I thought she was a nurse. Anyway.
Can nurses do IVs?
Yeah. Think so.
Really?
Yeah. Think so.
Okay. Oh, med techs? Is that what we call them, Crather? Med techs.
We'll call them med techs. Phlebotomists. Is
all right.
It's probably the right word. It just sounds awesome.
All right, we'll call them med techs. Thanks, Crather. So these med techs don't listen to Renee.
They don't. And they always scoff when I tell them.
So you know they're sticking her not once, not twice, a total of six times.
On the sixth try,
she finally got it.
I didn't think she was going to get it that time.
And then like when she did the first one, she was like, "Oh man, I'm going to use a smaller needle." I was like, why didn't you use the smallest one you could from the first time?
But we told you how my veins are.
Right.
And she's like, oh, you weren't lying. Like, no, I'm not lying. So I'm going to show the chat room.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be in the chat room. So go watch the feed if you want to.
If you want to see what she did to me.
And this was horrible because her arm.
Jay was so.
I was mad.
All right. Hold on. I have to start the video for
okay.
a second.
Okay. Because I don't like them to use Renee as something to conquer. You know what I'm saying? There's
that one, and I got another one right there. And the really bad one.
Right.
And this is from Friday, so they faded a little bit.
And I didn't see them until Saturday because I really didn't. Ugh. You know, I don't know. So my issue is with
so it looks bad.
So my issue I've told Renee with these people, I said these people.
It doesn't hurt though.
I don't know, but my issue is that they treat your veins as something to conquer, like it's a quest.
They feel like they aren't good at their job if they can't do it,
or if it's a video. You know, you remember? You know, have you played Grand Theft Auto? Five? Is that the last one that came out?
Yeah, it's the last
one. Have you played Grand Theft Auto 5 yet, Aaron?
Of course.
Okay, so you know the whole racing bit. You know what I'm saying? The crazy ass racing that's unrealistic in my opinion. But
yeah, I didn't like the racing part.
So it's kind of like her veins are the racing event. They get third place each time and they keep trying over and over and over again. But the only problem
is that I'm not a video game. I'm a human being who's stuck six times.
And it's going to get bruised.
Yeah, because trust me, if it wasn't the sixth, she would have gone to my hand because that was her last her last
right
thing.
But, right, so right.
My hand would have gotten bruised up if she hadn't got that one.
So
I'm like shocked that it worked. I thought it was going to fall out during the procedure, but it's so funny. I didn't even remember going to sleep.
Right.
I didn't remember putting the stuff in the IV for me to go to sleep.
Right, that's right.
A funny thing. But.
So, and Renee finally got her dream. She got her wish.
My wish of what?
Me getting video of you coming from anesthesia.
Yes, Jay got video of me coming out of anesthesia. Because I asked him to do it after my gallbladder surgery, but he wouldn't do it, Aaron. Isn't that wrong? I said,
it sounds like a good husband.
Well, here's the thing, and I kind of, I may have explained this on the show.
Hey, hold on. I'm trying to give you points, man.
No.
He already has all my points.
No. Oh, thanks, babe.
Oh, way now.
So here's some extra points. And I think I explained this on the show, too. The reason I didn't was because she was in so much pain when she came out. I mean, because when she saw me, she was like, Jay.
I was like, it hurts so bad. I just kept saying it's hurt.
I'm not going to get video of that. I'm sorry. I just can't because I'm sitting there.
To see it, though.
I'm sitting there about to cry.
Aww,
you know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet.
You know,
as a man, you're supposed to fix whatever it is.
See? Thank you.
And you couldn't fix it.
I couldn't. And so. I'm telling you, I almost punched that med tech. I wanted to so bad.
With his face. He was like, he doesn't get mad often, but when he gets mad, it's scary.
But I kept my cool everything.
You were very
professional. For the most part. And I had to apologize to a coworker because I got snippy.
Because he took it out on her.
Yeah.
Way to redirect, Jay.
Yeah. But she didn't realize, though. But I was like, well, I need to apologize just to clear my mind. So she was like, well, thank you. And then, so another thing that we had going on this weekend.
Jay decided to put this in.
I put this in because I had a scare on Saturday night. I've been administering medication to Renee via injections. And so we just started one that's intramuscular. And one, if you ever have to do this, Aaron, I'm nervous every time I had to give her, you know, these injections, right? So we had to do one injection one day, and then the following day, they changed medications, but I did not put the vial of the first medication away. So I ended up giving her the wrong medication.
Oh, my God.
And I freaked
out. Oh, no.
I had to calm him down. Like, I couldn't freak out because he was already over the edge.
Yeah, I lost it.
So, but it's fine. I called the doctor. They had an on-call line, and everything was fine. But he freaked out. And
yeah.
It was kind of sweet the way he freaked out because that shows he cared about me. I think he thought I was going to grow two heads or something.
Yeah, but. I didn't want a two-headed wife, but.
That would have been awesome.
What if you wanted a two-head wife?
Now, if it gave you superpowers, so what would a two-headed wife superpower be?
Well, I know.
One would be yelling at you and the other one would be yelling at you. I'm sorry. I don't know how that works.
Way too sexy for me. You off the podcast. Leave. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Jay says I'm on a feminism kick.
Oh yeah, Renee is.
I can see that.
Yeah, Renee. Renee's on a she.
I don't think so. But
she's
Jay,
on a, she's
Jay
on a kick.
I'm on a feminism kick.
Because she's well no you're extra sensitive right now to.
I'm
to,
extra sensitive.
Yes. Like when you see catalogs that have boy and girl sections.
I don't like that.
You don't like that.
I don't understand why there has to be a boy and girl section. Well, why can't there just be a toy section?
I understand.
Have a catalog with trucks.
Right.
Have a catalog with Barbie. Have a catalog. Why does it have to be boys and girls?
Right. And then I understand and I agree with you.
Sorry.
You know, but you get extra angry. I mean, you get like. I'm going to take my bra off and burn it angry.
I do not. I do not.
That is pretty
I don't get
angry.
That angry. I just get annoyed. I get annoyed.
Okay.
We're not going to take it.
Well, yeah, so
anyway, I had a good conversation about whether girls like pink because it's marketed to them or if it's marketed to them because they like pink. And it's like, I don't know.
That's like a chicken before the egg.
I know, it is. But there are some people who said that their daughter liked pink from birth. They even tried to push, you know, neutral or blue stuff on them, and the little girl loved pink. So.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
so I just thought it was an interesting thing to bring up. But anyway, I'm not a bra burning feminist. Even if I was, Jay would love me all the same.
I would. I mean, I think honestly, I actually like it that you're being a little
feisty
about it, because you're usually laid back about stuff. And you know,
I don't like unfairness. You know me.
Well, I know that, but you're usually kind of even, you know, you kind of just talk about it. But I like it.
Well, I'm glad I can please you. I'm glad I can please you, Master. Should I hop on one foot and bark like a dog?
No.
No. That was a movie reference.
I know.
I know you know. Oh. Everybody else might not know. That was a movie.
Bark like a dog. A big dog.
A big dog.
Oh, goodness gracious. So what did you have going on this weekend, Aaron?
This weekend I got a whole bunch of tattoos.
Oh, nice. So
yeah, I have two full arms now full of tattoos.
That is awesome, man. So so I seen the pictures on Facebook of the great work. What shop did you go to here in Louisville?
It's actually our sponsor. It's the sponsor of our show, Truth Tattoos.
Okay.
He's on Facebook. And I've been trying to find every reason to show him off, because I can't show him off at work.
But you can't really see it unless his sleeve is up a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a, I mean, as long as you're doing the work, I never seen, as long as your tattoo's not some obscene, you know, swastika or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But you got the video going now. You know you want to show it, don't you?
Might as well show it off.
this is a treat for the chat room.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is one arm. Let's see if I can get it. That one, it's full sleeve, or half sleeve, all the way around.
Uh huh.
And then got this one. This is new, so it's still peeling. The stuff is still a little crusty, but.
You putting the moisturizer and stuff on it?
Yeah.
The lotion. Let me move my mic.
It's big.
Right. That's what she said.
Nice. How come I didn't get that one first? It's messed up. Well, I was thinking about tattoos and how I want another one, so.
Yeah.
It's not my fault, but that's freaking awesome.
Go to Truth. Truth is awesome.
See, I have a hard time. I've only had one tattoo artist my whole entire life, so it's tough for me to go somewhere else because that stuff permanent. And I have a hard time trusting other people doing, because I've seen some messed up tattoos. So I get I'm a little wary, but but I wouldn't mind looking around.
He's a young guy, you know. He has a daughter. He just, you know, he's really working hard, man.
Right.
And I appreciate that. So
where is always trying? Yeah, I have to find out where his shop is located.
Where's the shop?
Yeah. No, I'll get you off the show.
Okay. Cool.
So, because he's just on Facebook right now, and he has two different shops that he bounces between. So.
Okay. So. Yep. Yeah, cool. So Aaron got inked up. Got some ink this weekend.
That's awesome.
Inked up.
Yep, cool.
So I know that you're having a baby girl. Have you all started planning anything yet, or is it too early to plan?
No, we found out. Oh, I guess that takes precedence over my tattoo. I found out the sex of my baby.
So it's soon, right? Well, relatively soon.
It's a little while. It's in March.
Her birthday should be March 15th. Just saying, because that's an awesome day.
It could be around that time. March 30th if it's a due date. So
that's an awesome. Well, then it should be a little early, but still, March 15th is the best day of the year she could be born. Just saying.
I'm having a baby girl, so I'm excited.
That's awesome. Aww, girls are the best. Boys are just stinky.
My wife said, I don't know what I did to people in college. I'm in a fraternity, and all of my fraternity brothers all have girls.
Really?
And she wrote on Facebook, I'd like to apologize to whoever my husband and his fraternity brothers hurt to all have girls.
Yes, Jay has one girl and two boys, so apparently he was kind of bad, but not so bad.
Yeah. So
I like the way you looked away right there, Jay. That was smooth.
Well, cool. Well, all right. Let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Don't you say it. So
too long.
So we didn't, well, we watched, well, the week before, we did not watch the show.
Yeah, we were busy. We had a good
Prince
reason.
Of Brooklyn. So we got a chance to watch it this weekend.
I actually put down the PS4 controller.
Yep. Well, actually, we picked it up and we launched Netflix.
Oh, yeah, because we had to deal with Netflix. And I was rolling my eyes because Jay doesn't just want to play stuff. Jay wants to mess around with the tech on everything. So I just wanted to play. But well, Jay was like,
here's my thing. You have to put it through the paces when you get the new tech.
I just wanted to play video games.
But you know why you got to put it through the paces? Just in case something's broken. That's what you got to do.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So yeah.
No, but I wanted to play video game. You would take forever.
I don't understand.
But anyway,
understand.
So we launched Netflix and it worked.
Yep. So we watched Prince of Brooklyn.
Broadway.
Sorry.
Prince of Broadway. It's about this. It's definitely an indie movie.
Yeah.
This guy. I don't know where he's from. He's an immigrant. He's from maybe Haiti.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But he's hustling on Broadway in New York. He's getting people to
come in and buy the knockoff
stuff.
Right,
and this,
right.
In a back room of a shop. And one day he's working and his ex, I can't even say girlfriend, probably just girl.
He hooked up with.
Yeah, she came in and told him to hold the baby she was carrying and then say, it's your son, you take care of him now. And she walked away.
Right.
And she left.
She left her, like, almost 2-year-old baby.
Yeah, with
this
him.
Dude on the street.
And that baby was so cute that played. And he was a good baby.
He was.
But it's an interesting film. It's not that long. It felt to me more like, it didn't feel like movie fake feel.
Right.
It felt more real.
Yeah, it felt very real.
It felt very real. And that's what I kind of liked about it. And I liked it more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And, it was just a journey of him and how bad stuff happens. But
I highly recommend it for folks.
I do,
folks.
Actually.
I mean, it was a good show, and I'm curious to see what other people think about the ending.
Yeah.
If they have the same feeling that I had. So
I think you just felt how you wanted to feel.
And
that's what I was thinking.
And to be honest, that's probably the way that the writer or the director wanted it to be.
Yeah.
You know, kind of be open, you know.
Right. So we didn't watch any other movie but Prince of Broadway. We
did watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, but yeah, we always watch at least one Doctor Who every week.
Right.
But Hendo, if Hendo is in WoW, he can roll for us. If Jay is ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I already put it out in the...
Oh, you did already put it out.
Yep, I did.
Yeah, awesome. But yeah, while waiting for him, we did watch a Doctor Who with Martha, the companion. Mm-hmm. I think she's cute and she got a booty on her. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she got a little booty.
I know you probably don't watch Doctor Who, right, Aaron?
You know what? I just got cable back like last week.
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
No, I mean, literally, only thing I did was game and do my podcast.
I understand.
Yeah,
man.
I understand. So,
but Rock watches it. Rock watches it all the time.
Yeah, we had to get into it. It took a couple of watchings, but now I'm into it. It was a Shakespeare episode.
Yeah, the one that had William Shakespeare. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good episode. She's super cute. She has teeth like a chipmunk a little bit, but she's super cute.
Yeah.
She does. Her little front teeth kind of like this.
Yes. I like how they did that. Oh, my God.
What?
So,
what's our movie?
Hendo Road 89.
Okay.
And the movie we have to watch.
Oh, God.
This must be good.
Is MILF.
Oh, no. I knew it was going to happen. We always... I put bad stuff on here to make it dangerous, and dangerous it is. Read the description.
Right. So, we got to watch the show MILF, which is unrated. It said, frustrated by a lack of success in finding girlfriends their own age, a quartet of college nerds discover the exhausting joys of dating older women. until one of them crosses the line by dating his pal's mother.
I think this is going to be like light porn.
Oh, this is going to sound, porn. This sounds good.
It sounds horrible and you know it. But thus, here comes, there has to be some bad. We've been lucky. Not so lucky this week. Are we sure that's 89? Yeah.
Oh, what?
I was like, are we sure that's 89?
Hey, okay. I'm gonna give you an out.
You can't give me an out. That's not how this works.
No, I'm gonna give you one.
You can't. That's not how this works.
Watch this. Listen.
No, I can't.
MILF or number 90, High School Musical.
At least you get to hear some cussing in MILF.
Yeah. they probably do some cursing in MILF.
Yeah.
What do the group of guys look like? Let's see.
I don't know. I mean, they're college nerds. They're college nerds is what they said.
Stereotypical nerds.
Yeah.
They ain't got no pictures up on IMDb.
They're movie people nerds.
I am not gonna take the out. I'm gonna take my medicine because I put it on there.
No, I put it on there.
Oh, you put it on there?
Oh yeah, I put it on there.
Why did you put this on there?
Because I had MILF.
What? Why'd you turn on him so quick though?
I know, right? She was all like, I have to take my medicine.
I put stuff on there to make it dangerous. Jay put stuff on there because he wants to watch it. So
no, I don't watch it. I just thought it was funny. I was like, MILF, I know this is a horrible movie. I'm putting it on here.
So yeah, so you all get to watch us talk about MILF.
Right. So don't Google that word, young kids.
Young kids, you don't know what you don't. Moms, don't. I'd like to forget about.
And we do still need to watch the dubbed version of Volcano High.
Yes, every week we forget. Hey, Pungo for every week.
What'd you hear? Oh, you still with us, Aaron?
Aaron?
Oh, his video froze up.
Ah, just as soon as I feel like he was about to tell us something very, very important.
Yep.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on, Bronco?
How are you?
So they're going to try to, Skype is trying to reconnect the call. I think he's about to lay down some mad wisdom.
I know, and Skype knew.
Yeah.
Whatever, Bronco, you're always sorry.
Welcome, Bronco showed up. So,
Bronco, are you sorry about your mayor?
I still need to watch the video, that Jeff sent about the mayor. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I think today when I was eating lunch.
Very sorry.
was the first day that I actually watched any of Mayor Ford's
The stuff on NPR.
Right.
That's all I've heard about the NPR stuff,
but I actually watched the one where he accidentally pushed the journalist down.
But I have to, all right, even though he's kind of a joke, I have to admire him for sticking to his guns, though. That's one thing I do admire about him. He's like, I'm not stepping down. Y'all can suck my butt.
But
this is not happening.
But did you hear? They're trying to switch the power from the mayor to the deputy mayor. Is what they're trying to do.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're trying to make laws quick like.
Right.
In order to do that. Oh.
Hey,
I remember that noise that happened last time. Remember we were that shh. Who were we talking to?
Anyway, that. Oh.
It sounds like an old school video game. You know what I'm talking about, like the 8-bit?
Yep.
But I bet y'all wish I'd given power to recall now, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Yeah. I hope we get Aaron back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I guess while we're trying to reconnect with him, we can talk a little bit about PS4.
Yep. So as we said earlier at the top of the show, we got the PS4, and we got it on Friday. We didn't get it like early in the day.
We didn't get it at midnight. We didn't do that.
Right. So we got it shipped to us, and we got it 6:30.
Yeah, something like
6:30.
Jay was like, "It's here." Jay was listening to out for the UPS man.
Right.
All day. It was awesome, but. I want you to talk a little bit about the features. about the PS4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, talk about the features, not just the games. All we'll right. Talk about the games, but talk about some of the things that you.
Hey.
Hey, Aaron's here. Hey.
I hate Skype.
Everyone does.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know how it is.
Skype is no one's friend.
If Skype wasn't my crutch, I would get rid of it.
Skype is every podcaster's bane, right? Well, that and Google
Hangouts.
It's like
you have to use it because there's nothing else better, but right. It sucks.
Right.
But I need you, Skype.
I need right. you, but I don't love you.
So before, we're going to get back to PS4, everyone, but before you dropped off, you was about to lay some wisdom down.
Yo, that movie, y'all were talking about Volcano High?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Volcano High came on MTV probably about 10 years ago.
Yes, right. Because MTV actually did, yeah, they were in charge of doing
they
the dubs.
They redubbed it. Yeah.
Well, did you see the original version?
Yes. Yeah,
I remember y'all talked about watching it. Did y'all watch it?
Yes. Yeah. We watched the original, but we haven't seen the dub version. That's the one we need to see.
It will blow your mind. It's not even the same. They got like Busta Rhymes and Little John
has, like,
as
Snoop
the main character.
I know. It has Snoop in it. Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes in the house.
Yeah, listen to Punk. Punk Gopher got us both versions. So,
oh, it's so good.
I need to watch it.
Y'all gotta watch
this
it.
This weekend.
So we either watch it this weekend or I'm gonna throw it onto an iPad or something and watch it when we're out and about for
Thanksgiving
and stuff. So we're
I want to know, since Aaron is back, did you watch any movies this week? TV show?
You know what? I saw Thor.
Oh,
I can't believe we forgot Thor.
Yeah, I saw Thor.
We didn't talk about.
Wait a minute. Oh, because we saw it the day after we had our podcast.
Yeah, so, we saw Thor too. We don't spoil stuff, but how'd you like it?
So yeah, Aaron. So we all three saw Thor this past week.
So that was the best Marvel movie of the bunch. The reason I say that is because it was an actual movie.
Better than Avengers, though.
Well, you can't do that because Avengers was the culmination of like six movies.
You can't tell me I can't do something, Aaron.
That's unfair. That's like saying you're comparing that to X-Men First Class.
So Aaron is saying that's like comparing Lionel Richie to the Commodores.
Yeah. Yes. That is not like doing that at all.
Yeah, he's out solo. He's doing his thing.
You know, but then when you get the whole combination of I gotta get up, you know. To
early in the
say
morning.
You, say me.
And Idris did look good with his fake eyes. Go on, Idris.
Yeah. Idris is a pretty good man.
Yeah, he's playing Nelson Mandela. Did y'all see that?
Yeah. I've actually been seeing him pole dance for that movie on my fashion blog.
Oh, pole dance.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they call it pole dancing when they have to do all these red carpet appearances and all these opening premieres. I call it pole dancing for that movie. But anyway.
And I honestly think JK has a man crush on Idris.
Well, who doesn't?
I'm just saying. See, I have a man crush on The Rock. I'll say that.
Hey, The Rock is on every kind of steroid and creatine, and he eats children as his snack.
Dude, but he's like so sweet.
Have you seen his
sweet things?
I remember him posting a picture of his
cheat day.
Oh my God!
He had like 9 stacks of pancakes and 3 gallons of milk and like all this crazy stuff.
Stop, Toby. So Renee got Toby a toy this weekend, and he's like all up in her grill because Renee put it up.
I put it up and he doesn't know where it is.
And so he's being a bugaboo.
He has no idea where I put it. So he's like looking all over. He's still looking for it.
Cool. So everybody should go see Thor. And also there are 2 post cutscenes.
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. They were good. But do you know that Best Man Holiday won the weekend box office this past weekend?
They did win it? I thought they were close.
No, they...
Sure.
From what I hear, because IMDb tweets, and they said that they had it. Now, maybe, but they tweeted kind of early on a Sunday, so maybe something else caught up, but...
It was still Thor.
Oh, it's still Thor.
Yeah, Thor.
They got really close.
Yeah, oh, Thor was 38.5, and Best Man Holiday was 30.6.
Which I'm surprised about, but that's awesome because not a lot of movies featuring prominently African American characters get that high on opening weekend. But from what I hear, it's good. My sisters all want to see it.
Yeah,
I'm kind of meh.
Really?
I want to watch Best Man.
I want to watch Best Man again.
Okay.
I was told just you don't have to watch. I hated the Best Man.
Did you?
Why?
Yeah, I'm just so sick of, like, those movies are the same movie with different actors.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
So I get over that, but I heard this movie was really good.
Really?
Well,
yeah, really good.
As long as it doesn't have Gabrielle Union in it, Jay'll be fine. Jay doesn't like her.
I don't like Gabrielle too much.
Like, she just rubs in the wrong way.
Mom, right? In Nebraska.
You used to work with her mom.
I used to work with her mom in Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Omaha. Yeah, she works for the state of Nebraska.
You mad?
No, she was a mean girl. She at least fessed up that she was a mean girl.
Yeah,
you know,
because she's always playing the snobby, snooty, I'm too good for you girl.
So
all the time.
So I can't remember. Is Terrence Howard not in this? He's not in this one. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't in the first one, was he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the first one.
But he's not.
I think he probably wants too much money
but
now.
But he wasn't in this one, was he?
No, I heard he was in this one, too.
Oh, okay.
Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, he's in here. Sorry. Oh, man. I want to go see it because Regina Hall's in there.
Hey, now.
It has Taye Diggs in there.
I like Taye also.
And Sandra Lathan, I like Nia Long. I love Nia Long.
This is all he's going to be doing. All Morris Chestnut's going to be doing through the whole movie is licking his lips.
He does that a lot.
Hey, girl.
Just want to make sure you know, girl.
I got lips.
My lips are moist.
But anyway, yeah. So sorry. Jay was about to explain some of the features of PS4 and the things that he messed around with.
All right, so with the PS4, we got the PS Vita as well. You're able to do like a remote play, so you can hook up your PS4 to it, and then whatever game is actually on the screen, the person can use their Vita. You know, if Renee wants to watch TV, I can play Assassin's Creed on my Vita from my PS4 while she watches TV. So that right there is definitely a really, 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 really nice feature. And then you get day one, we were able to stream directly to Twitch TV on our account.
And that was awesome.
That was amazing.
There's a button that says share.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go through a bunch of menus. You just hit the button.
Right. And I want to say thanks to those that watched. I know we had JK watching, and you said yourself you were watching. Mm-hmm. We got to play.
I popped in for a few seconds.
Yeah, we played a little bit of Knack. And I have to say, man, JK Grammer, you know, one of the listeners and also from the 10 Ford podcast, he has a doppelganger in that gang, man.
Looks just like him.
Looked just like him, you know. As soon as I saw him, and I was like, it looks like JK, you know. So I think that's what he's going to cosplay as.
That'll be good.
Pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to cosplay pictures of you being the doctor from Knack. So he's the one that invented Knack. I got that one because of the co-op feature.
Jay likes co-op, but then he doesn't like play with me anymore after he plays initially.
No, I like playing.
Your problem is that, that's co-op, and then you find another game. Oh, that's co-op too. We never go back to the old co-op games.
We will, because we got to play.
He says we will, but we're not.
I can't wait till Lego Marvel Heroes
get here. Yes, and Knack will be bye-bye. No, there will be no more Knack for us.
If we heard Knack. Finish Knack, then we'll be good.
Did you like Knack?
Yeah, we might as well talk about Knack. So
yeah, so we know Knack had gotten a lot of meh reviews.
There's one thing I don't like. You can't turn the camera yourself.
Right.
Which annoys the crap out of me.
You can't turn the camera. And it's pretty, it's pretty straightforward. And it's almost like when you're playing it, it's like you're actually watching the cartoon. I mean, it's like for real.
The graphics are great.
The graphics are like out of this world. So, I mean,
some people said it was a little simplistic.
Oh, it's very simplistic.
It's kind of geared at kids.
Right.
But the checkpoints can be unforgiving.
The checkpoints
keep that in mind.
Very unforgiving.
If you die, you go back a long way.
Right. And, I mean, the fights, I mean, they can be kind of tricky a little bit.
If you don't know what to do.
Right, right.
You got
to
die.
And to be honest, I don't see how anyone could play this. I don't see how a kid can play this alone. Not saying that kids can't do it, but it may be a little rough.
I think we're just slow.
Yeah, it may be that we're getting old. And
the co-op is they do they do what they can. It's like the co-op is the secondary player is like a companion.
Right. Knack. It's more of a sidekick.
Yeah. It's a sidekick.
Right.
And and you have to stay with Knack. If not, you'll despawn and spawn where Knack
is. Right. Right.
So,
well, what the thing is though,
you can do any of Knack's cool tricks.
Well, you can do a smaller version of Knack's cool tricks.
I don't even use that because it's no good because I use up the, because it's a pooled power resource.
But it doesn't use as much as I use. You know, so you could totally use it.
All right. Yeah. So,
So for getting two games, well, for buying two games and getting one free, I'm not disappointed in getting Knack. So it's not knock my socks off good, but it's not bad either. I mean, it's a cute game to, you know, play around with and everything else. Right. You know.
And I played Assassin's Creed 4.
Yep.
Ooh, how was that?
It was good. It's your typical Assassin's Creed, you know, with the points, and you gotta go discover chests and all that. They have
walking the bird poop.
Yeah, they have some new added things, like you sail a ship, and you go hunting, and you do crafting with the stuff you hunt.
Renee, did you play the last one?
I didn't play the Native American one, no, but I played the one before. Shut up, JK.
Just don't play it. Just enjoy what you're enjoying.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah, that's why she
just don't play it.
I'm totally off of it.
No, you're talking about the third one, right?
I know,
yeah,
but I
the
have
third
to play
one. Just enjoy
it.
Not playing it.
Because
it was,
I don't know.
You already playing number four?
Yeah, I know, I know.
You're good.
JK said I died a lot, and I did. Now, I have never been the first to say I'm good at gaming. I'm not good at playing games. I'm not. But I have a ton of fun doing it, and I persevere, and I get through.
Right.
So I'm never one of those gamers that you'll see sail through without dying. I will always die.
Right.
But I had super fun, and I spent a lot of time discovering things.
Yeah.
Because that's how I like to do my Assassin's Creed. I will discover everything before going ahead with the story.
Yeah, Renee was being shy, and she didn't want to share.
I didn't want to share because I was just going around collecting items. I mean, that's probably boring to a lot of people. Like, aren't you going to do the story? Like, no. I have to get my 100% first before, and I'm not good at sneaking. So most of the time I just go off. I just try to fight.
Right.
Like, I can't sneak. Forget this. But it's good. I like it. The skin tone of the people is kind of weird.
I think that's an Ubisoft thing.
The skin tone looks odd, but it's not bad. It's, you know.
And we had a curse you play out, of course.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tired of Uplay because their servers were unavailable, so we couldn't sign into Uplay.
But
so we couldn't.
Fair enough. At least Ubisoft didn't do like EA and blame it on PlayStation.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think with the release, they said that they were getting hit kind of hard. PSN was getting,
right.
So getting hit pretty hard.
I'm only in the second area, third. Well, technically third, I guess. But it's gonna take a while.
And Renee put in Call of Duty Ghost here.
Is that the one you got? I was guessing.
No.
They're all the same.
No, I got Killzone.
They're all the same anyway.
I was like.
It's a first-person shooter, right? They're
all
the same.
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter.
I'll fix it, but they're all the same.
Killzone Shadow Mercenary or something like that?
All the same, I said.
It is. And I played the first. Oh, man. I tried to play up to the first checkpoint.
But
I started getting confused. I was like, and come to find out, that's been a common complaint about Killzone on this one is that the story is lacking a little bit, and the story is also confusing with checkpoints. And one of the things that I've noticed is the PS4 has made me want to get a bigger TV. Because
I'm going blind.
It's not because I had my glasses on. I actually had to sit in the chair next to the TV, not next to it.
I mean, our TV's not small. It's just want to get a bigger one.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's because PS4 has a better graphics card and it has more DPI and the resolution is, you know, I probably can fix something. I don't know. Well, I know the checkpoints were crazy and everything else. So I'm looking forward to playing some multiplayer with it as well. Then we also got two free games from the PSN network, which were Resogun and Contrast. So I played a little bit of Resogun, which is a dual stick shooter. It's kind of like a 2.5D
Totally not
shooter.
My type of game.
It's not Renee's type of game. It's
at
not,
all.
She doesn't like the games where you can't save and bring it back.
Yeah, I like story. There's no story.
Right, right.
You do one action in Rizzlegun.
Right.
Well, I mean, you have different powers, but
right.
There's no depth.
Right. And then Contrast, which is a platformer slash puzzler.
I love platformer puzzlers.
Right. And it's actually, the graphics on this game is amazing.
Yeah, it's like French it's like France 1930s
right.
type thing. It's pretty cool.
Right, right.
Wasn't that game supposed to come out on PS3 a while ago?
Contrast?
It might have.
It would be. Is it...
But
excuse me, is it like a war game?
No. It's a game of light and shadow.
Okay.
It went live so it was 2 days ago. So it is new. So basically,
yeah, it's new.
You switch between shadow and not shadow and use the shadows to platform around. I think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So
I was thinking about another game that was just like
actually
that.
The PS is coming, they said it's coming out on the 19th, which is tomorrow. For the PS3.
Yeah, so and you can get it on Steam and Xbox 360, so it's a game you can get everywhere. But
yeah, so I mean it's a burlesque platformer.
Yeah, it's like a burlesque kind of thing. But I love when games find a new thing to do. You know, you think you've seen it all, but when they find something new, it's pretty
awesome. It's kinda like, so you have to kinda use light to make shadows, and then you shift into the shadow world, and you can jump on, you can use the shadows to get to different areas. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And then also, this is a game that has been out for a while that I've learned that was a cross-buy game, which is called Flower. This actually came out on the PS3 some years ago, and I bought it because they redid it for the Vita, and it's a cross-buy for PS3, Vita, and PlayStation 4. So basically, you pay it for one, you get it to all of them. So I've been playing that on my Vita for a little bit as well. So I mean, it's cool. I like the music. It reminded me a little bit of Journey, the game that was on the PS3. So I'm enjoying that. So you say you've been playing a little bit this weekend too, right, Aaron?
Yeah. I've been really big into Grand Theft Auto and really digging back into it.
Oh, nice.
I got a new TV. It's funny y'all were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a new 55-inch. And the first thing I said was, I cussed out my old TV and said, how dare you
right.
For making me look at my games in that fashion. I was so mad. I put it in the other bedroom and put it away, locked it in the closet. I was like, how dare you? This is crazy.
Right, right.
Like these graphics are ridiculous.
That's awesome.
And the gameplay is awesome too. Then there was a Humble Bundle. Did y'all see that?
Which one? Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they just came out. The Humble Bundle, I paid like $4. I got Mortal Kombat Arcade Edition, both of the first Batmans, some other games. I was just like, yep. It was worth it.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. That sale actually goes off in like 17 hours. So if you happen to catch this, you know, you might want to go out there and grab it before they pull it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They just added three more games to it.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Which three games did they add?
That was the one they added Mortal Kombat and I think Scribblenauts and something else.
Well, Scribblenauts was already there. I think they added Mortal Kombat Gotham City Imposters.
Oh yeah, Gotham City Imposters.
And then you got like a skin pack, and then also
all the premium, all the premium content.
Right, right, right. So, have you done any of the Grand Theft Auto multiplayer or online play?
I have. I didn't have the problems everybody else did I was playing day one.
Oh really? See. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the look that we kind of had when we got a PlayStation 4. I mean, there were people that were talking about, I did the update and it bricked my PS4 and everything else. But I know for us, when we knew we were getting the PS4, they told us, Sony said, hey, there's going to be a day one patch. Why not go ahead and download it and put it on USB, and here's how you install it. So you won't have to deal with my dog going crazy. you don't have to deal with the downloads with everybody else, the millions of people. So, what'd you do to him?
Nothing. I just let him out to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. He's going nuts.
He's excited.
So we did that patch, and everything seemed to work fine. So that's one of the things that, you know, I've been fortunate about. The only weird thing that we had with the PS4 is that because the PSN network was so busy, some of my downloaded applications didn't work, and I had to figure out how to restore the license for him.
Jay was mad.
Oh, yeah.
He was about to get pissed.
Yeah, because I was like, what is going on? I mean, because it kept saying that my internet wasn't working, but it was working. I can pull up the store and everything. And so I was able to see that if I go into settings and PSN and say restore license, then it would restore the license for those things.
Yeah. PS4 is tricky like that.
Right. And then, and I don't like the small power and eject button. I mean,
some people like it that it's all nice and, you know.
I heard it's small.
It's super
small.
Well,
it's not that they're small. They're just in the, they're like flush to the PlayStation.
They're very flush. It's like, so you gotta stick your nail in there or something.
I think you're just supposed to push your finger up against it.
I don't know.
I think it's what I think people are trying to. I think trying to do too much. But anyway, right. So yeah, so we played a ton of games.
We did.
And not much else. Except yep.
Thor.
I don't see, man. Yeah, Thor was good.
Yeah.
Thor was good.
And
too much kissing. I don't care if it's just two. Too much kissing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sorry. I'd rather Thor be fighty than kissy.
I did like the Loki.
Tom Hiddleston is such a great actor. He's right. Amazing.
They couldn't have picked anybody else to be Loki.
No.
Right.
He does the best Loki.
Yeah, he was so good.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, cool. With that, let's go ahead and jump into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. And we're here in the food. And I did not lose any weight this week, which is all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's always all right.
And then.
You didn't gain.
I did not gain either. So I'm still at 110.2. And this is week 70.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Man.
I know.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
So, and you maintain?
I maintain.
All right. That's good. So we stay at a grand total of 200.2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 155 people in the Frog Pants group, and they lost a total of 980.8 pounds.
That's 900.
That's what you almost said, didn't you?
No. 980.8 pounds. 980.8.
That's 6.3 pounds per person.
That's amazing, guys. And yep. If you want to join our Lose It group, you can go to facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. And I totally forgot that we played something else. We played Payday 2.
Oh!
We played Payday 2 with our good friends Jason and Rob from the Grumpy Old Man After Dark podcast.
Right. So congrats, Hando. Hando lost 2 pounds.
Woo! Hando!
Good job.
So that's awesome.
So in commemoration. Is that
commemoration.
The
there
commemoration.
There you go. There you go.
Of Hando losing 2 pounds.
We're going to eat 2 pounds worth of
eat some Tim Tams.
Each Tim Tam is 397 calories.
You notice that these were less than the other ones?
Yeah, because the other ones were double coated.
Oh, they were double coated?
Yeah.
So we got some dark chocolate Tim Tams.
From Paul Fox. We haven't had the dark chocolate ones before.
So, Renee, go ahead. You can go ahead and go first. Have you played Payday 2, Aaron?
I played Payday 1. I didn't play Payday 2.
Okay, so Payday 2 is like Payday 1, but with better graphics.
It's still the bank robbing thing.
Yeah, it's the whole bank robbing thing again. So Rob from the Grumpy Old Man podcast, right before we did the show, Rob wasn't feeling well, so he wasn't there. But then all of a sudden, Renee and I and Jason did the show, and all of a sudden, we all three at the same time got a pop up said, "You received a gift from Rob.
Oh, you got it on Steam.
So he got it on Steam. He bought the 4-pack, and he was like, "We're gonna do some co-op for the show." So we played a little bit last night, and dude, I gotta get rid of that damn clown mask.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy.
I'm not afraid of clowns, but that clown mask is creepy.
And go ahead, babe. I'm gonna try this dark chocolate.
So that was cool. And I normally don't love dark chocolate, but this dark chocolate is less bitter than other dark chocolates. I don't know what that means, if it's not true dark chocolate. But
it's,
I have to ask,
true dark
Aaron,
chocolate.
Have you ever had a Tim Tam?
Mm-mm.
We have a package of regular Tim Tams in there, and we don't need to eat all of them. Do you like chocolate, Aaron?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Chocolate is delicious.
I'm going to send Jay with a package of Tim Tams. They don't sell them.
The whole pack?
We can put some in a lock and lock. Just take some out and put them in a lock and lock, and then, or take Aaron a few in a lock and lock or something.
No, I'm going to give him enough so that he can give some to him and his wife as well.
Yeah.
You know, because I know he wants to share the love.
Jay said the whole thing.
Hey, who said that I'm giving any to her?
Oh no. See, this is the stipulation. You must. I will ask her when I see her and meet her.
She ain't doing this podcast thing.
I will say, did she give you any Tim Tams?
She gets no bennies
and
for this.
And she said, no, I even, what is it, Tim Tam? I will bring all the wrath of hell upon you. Do you like the Tim Tam?
Yeah, I really do.
It's not too dark, which I don't love dark chocolate, but that's good. But Tim Tam, it's a cookie.
Right.
And here's the inside of it. It's like a wafer cookie, and it has like nougat inside. It's not nougat, but it's like frosting inside.
So what I'll do, actually, I can probably throw some in the lock and lock or something. Yeah.
They sell them
Wednesday.
In Canada, Australia, England. Yeah. Nowhere around here. I think you can get them at some stores in the special section.
Good.
But they're
good.
Yeah,
definitely.
They aren't good for you, but they're good.
Right. So, yesterday we had our Crocker family dinner, and Danielle made a beef tortilla soup.
She did. Look at Danielle being all domestical.
She did. Domestical.
I made that up.
She did. And it was very, very, very delicious. And, we didn't have to bring anything this time around.
Yeah, no, it's the first time we had to bring anything. Mom did that.
Right, right.
Thanks, Mom.
But yeah, we didn't cook anything because we've been
busy.
Yeah.
With things.
So you cook much, Aaron?
From time to time.
What's your dish?
Really, right now, and you're gonna laugh when I say this because it's really country. But it's chicken and waffles.
Mm.
How's that country?
It is. It's southern.
It's pretty southern.
Is it country or southern?
It's southern.
It's southern.
I don't mean country in a bad way. I just.
Oh no, I mean,
country's never a bad thing.
I don't take it.
Jay is country. I'll get it out.
Yeah,
but it's funny because I'm from Ohio, so it's more north. But a lot of my good friend's dad used to make it for us after we left the club. Like, oh, look at you, young boys. Come here, tell me your stories.
Right.
And I was like, Pops, you cooking? We ain't telling no stories unless you're cooking chicken and waffles.
Right, right.
And, you know, we just go from there. So it's pretty cool.
So do you do that within your own house, or do you go out? Is there somewhere?
Well, and I do it here quite a bit. But with the place we've went is a guy. Oh, it's a off the whiskey, something whiskey. It's Whiskey Bar.
Oh, I think I know you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But they have the best chicken and waffles I've tasted here in Louisville.
Have you, don't they have Hammerheads? Don't they have chicken and waffles?
They might. I know other places around Louisville have chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
You have to find certain places, so.
I never.
And then breakfast food is really good.
You know, I've really never had chicken and waffles.
Really?
Ever. Yeah, really. I've never had it because, I don't know, I've always. When I think of chicken and waffles, I'm like, but I don't want the syrup to get on my fried chicken.
It is the best part of it.
No.
Now, look, I love bacon and syrup, so it's probably like that.
Yep, absolutely.
I love bacon and syrup, so.
Have you ever had candied bacon?
No, but I probably like that, too.
It's fantastic.
I like sweet and salty together.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe one day I'll break down and try it. I don't know.
I'm going to have to come to the house and make some chicken and waffles
for
you.
How can you say no to that?
I know. All right.
As long as you bust out the Cards Against Humanity, we'll be
ooh,
even.
Yeah.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity. Did you see the, what was it?
The 12 days of BS. Well, the
12 days of bullshit.
Twelve days of bullshit.
So you pay $12,
and they send you 12 gifts.
They're going to send you 12 gifts. One every day. You don't have an idea what they're going to send you.
It's called 12 days of bullshit.
And they had a limited number of them.
And you didn't tell Aaron.
And I think it was
he didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, the website was holiday bullshit or something like that
You didn't want to post that around.
I didn't want to post it around because it was during the day, you know, and I know that stuff gets monitored. So and so I didn't have the facility to use my mobile phone to get around that. So
understandable.
So you know, but yeah, so I wonder if it's still going on. Probably not. But anyway,
I love those guys, man. They're always doing something crazy.
They are. They're awesome.
Now, what if it's all guys?
It is. It's all guys.
It is.
Because yeah, girls aren't that Jive funny.
No, stop. No.
Let's see. So 12 days of holiday bullshit. Yep. They sold out.
So when
just
it
like
start?
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
I know. When's the first day?
I don't know. So basically for $12 they would send you 12 gifts over 12 days. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
They just scammed y'all of your money.
So step one, you give us $12 right now. Step two, we'll decide if you've been naughty or nice. Step three, if you've been nice, we'll send you 12 mystery gifts over 12 days. Step four, we'll send you the gifts if you've been naughty too.
That's funny. I think they just scammed everybody out of $12.
Renee said that. She's like, what if that site wasn't legit and took your,
whatever I was
took your
scamming
credit
it,
card?
That'd be funny.
I was like, way to make me feel good about what I did.
Right.
I'm sure they will. Right.
But cool. All right. Let's go ahead and jump with a little Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
All right. So,
hey, y'all.
We have a birthday that's coming up tomorrow.
And that person is here.
None other
than
Hando himself.
Woo!
Hando.
Hando's birthday's tomorrow. So for those of y'all who don't know, I will inform you what we do. If someone is here in the chat room and their birthday is that week,
mm-hmm.
we will sing to them.
We will.
This is this is what we do. So, me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Hando. Happy birthday to
Happy
you
birthday to you. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Skibu doobie doo doo doo
doo doo doo doo
doo. So yeah. Happy birthday, Hando. We love Hando. He's awesome.
Yep, definitely. And also on Tuesday is none other than Michelle Cross' birthday.
I know. We love Michelle Cross. She's crazy, and it's her birthday on Tuesday.
Yep. On Thursday is Daryl Bramer, one of my good friends at work, is his birthday. And also on Thursday is Renee and I's 4th year anniversary.
I suppose it is.
Slow clap.
Yeah, it's our 4-year anniversary on Thursday.
Yep, so it'll be 4 years that Renee and I have been married. And it was funny today. I was cleaning up today at work, and I had an invitation for our wedding in my drawer. So I was like, oh, man. I was like, I didn't know I had this in here. And it was the one that we wrote for my team.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed around. And everybody's like, you don't need to send us no invitation. And we passed around. And they gave it back to me. So I
That's
have that.
That's sweet. So, yeah. It went by super fast.
Yep.
And you don't know this, Aaron, but do you know that we streamed our wedding online?
That's dope.
And we had like over 100 people watching us get married.
Yeah, we had about 200 people from our guild and friends online and
friends
family.
On Twitter and family that couldn't be there.
I'm a little jealous that I didn't think about that because we could have not invited a lot of people.
You know what? We only had 80 people
because
one of the things that with our wedding was because I had been married previously, I just didn't feel right with her mom and dad, you know, paying for everything.
Well, we paid for a lot of things anyway.
Right.
But still, you didn't feel the need. Yeah.
And plus
weddings are expensive. So.
Well, yeah, weddings are expensive. And, you know, and then too, with the means that we met and a lot of our friends and stuff like that, we wanted to include those people. We wanted them to be able to share in the love. And we had a chat room going for them and they were all chatting and It was awesome. I wished I had saved a video from that.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you save the stream?
I didn't.
Were we able to?
Yeah.
Why didn't we do that?
It was the first time we ever streamed. That was before we even started our podcast.
Yeah, we didn't even do a podcast yet.
That's before we did our podcast. We were just doing the blog. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to stream this. And I used your dad's camera.
Yep.
Hooked up to... that Toshiba laptop.
Oh, that was mine?
Yep.
My old Toshiba that was a mess.
Yep. And then we had to sit. I was just amazed that we were able to pull it off.
And people got to see us get married, and that was great.
I wished I had saved it. I mean, it was at a bad angle, but I wished we had saved it, and I wished that we could have saved the chat room.
Yeah, because everybody was so sweet.
They were.
Oh, that was so 4 years. It feels like I've been married to him for a long time.
Right.
Like, I've reached that point where... You know, I know him so well.
Right.
And it feels good like that.
Right.
So.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It feels good, but just wait to the 7 year
was there.
Age. Aprilian was there.
Yeah.
Aprilian was there.
So,
bye, Aprilian. She has to run.
Oh, bye, Aprilian. So, also this week, I'm not sure if you saw this in the news, Aaron, or if you saw my post. Louisville is amongst the top 10 hipster cities of America. Now,
Aaron's a hipster, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, I am. I'm all the way hipster. Don't you see it?
Let it be
I'm
known. Let it be known. I've been calling Louisville one of the hipsterest towns in America for the longest time, for like 3 years. I've been saying that.
You have.
And it finally came to fruition that they were actually ranked number 9 as one of the hipsterest cities in America.
Think about it, Nulu, Old Louisville, like, that's really hippie.
Everybody
man.
Bardstown.
Yeah.
Bardstown.
There's a lot of bars. Yeah.
Nulu, and then they got West Market on Fleet. They're trying to do something on that side. And then, like you said, I mean, they have, I forgot what you just said.
No, I said Nulu.
Okay.
Nulu.
Yeah. So, yeah. I called it.
Hipsters everywhere.
Right.
And, they're everywhere.
And I had to be I had to be corrected because I said hippies.
Yeah.
Hipsters and hippies are different. I understand, but everybody knew what I meant. Damn it. So
it's tight jeans and tattoos everywhere.
Right.
Sheesh.
So before we get into, you know what? No, I'm going to go ahead and we have an email.
Oh.
That we got in from Rusting Willpower.
And nice.
I'm pulling it up here. Sorry.
Oh, you are so not prepared.
I am not prepared.
We have our unprepared music. It's a
Boston didn't make it. No hando. Boston didn't make it.
Put the link out there.
I did put it out there.
Oh, you did? They didn't make it.
I'm awesome.
All right. So. Is it right here?
Oh,
here it is. Yeah, here it is. All right. So, Mr. Rusting Willpower sent us an email. He said, "Hey, Valentines. I was listening to the latest podcast at work yesterday, and you guys were discussing black bean brownies.
Gross.
This is going to sound really gross.
It does.
But my dad and grandparents used to eat pinto beans on top of chocolate cake. This seemed like the worst thing ever to me, but one day I decided to try it. It actually wasn't bad." The beans just took down the sweetness of the cake, of course. That defeats the whole purpose of eating cake for me. So I didn't try it on. I didn't carry on the tradition. Your podcast never fails to make me smile, and you guys are awesome. Thanks. Resting willpower. Sent from my iPhone.
Aw, thanks. Hey,
why you got my iPhone? Nah, I'm playing. So, thanks, Resting.
Thanks for the feedback. But, I mean, if somebody gave me one, I'd try it.
Right.
With an open mind. But I just can't accept that right now.
And also in the show notes, there'll be a link in there from Mo Halen. He, before the show, he had put a link in, and he gave me a link about some of the best funny autocorrects. And some of them, like Renee has said, I've seen some of them, but some of them I have not seen. I mean, like the one where the wife is singing to her happy birthday to her husband via text and saying, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Hey, you can't happy sing during a text. You can't sing during a text.
Dead husband, happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
And then he writes back, thanks, I assume you meant dear.
but she said, no, I meant dead, really.
Yep. And then the one here is also said, not much, just drinking the pube juice my mom brought for me today. Yummy, right? And then someone's like, not my first choice in juices. Granted, it does taste like a little funky, but other than that, I could drink this all day. And it's like, dude, I meant prune, not pube or whatever. So,
ew.
Gross. So stuff like that, you know, I think it's funny. But anyway, that's just me. So, Aaron.
Yo.
You know, we had you pimp your show at the top of the hour. You have this is your moment to just lay out before, you know, whatever you want before everyone. You know, so how can folks get a hold of you? Tell us about, you know, even anything that's going on new with the Black Astronauts or yourself that you want to share. All that. Speak your mind, brother.
Me. No. First of all, thank y'all. Chat room's always dope. And I'm a fan first, before anything. And I love you guys. You guys are awesome. But as far as my show goes, just check us out. Give us a chance. We do curse a lot. And I'm not going to lie. If you are afraid of the N word, we're working on it, but it might not be the show for you right now.
Hey, I say be yourself. Why y'all work on it?
Y'all working on it for real?
We sponsors tend not to like it.
If you want sponsors, it's true. Yeah,
you know, but you know, blackastronauts.com is the name of the website. We actually have a fully drawn out website. So we have it's 4 to 6 hosts. It's me, Aaron B. There's also Feek Blurdman. That's FIQ_BLERDAMN, whatever, on Twitter, the website. You can just find them from me. you got Rock, and you also have Polo.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Candace.
Yep.
Also from the Ladies Launch Show, we have CJ, we have Leticia, we have Kai Love. So we have a full crew. And we have Kai. A ton of different shows.
I have a crush on Kai. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I was actually just talking to Kai. She's in the chat room.
Oh, what's going on, Kai?
She just can't be in the chat, but she's watching.
Hi, Kai. I have a question on you, Kai. Okay.
So, but other than that, like, give us a chance. You know, that's all we ask. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, Libsyn, you know. But if anything, if y'all don't like us, you know, share with a friend and maybe they'll like us.
And that's some sad news for us podcasters.
What's sad news?
The Zoom store.
Oh,
they're pulling the Zoom store.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
And I have to admit, that was one of the easiest places to put our show.
Where no one would listen.
Hey.
That's why it was so easy.
Don't say that. They might be listening now. They might be
on the Zoom store?
They might be listening now on that Dookie Brown Zoom.
The Dookie.
So,
probably.
Like Aaron said, you can find out what him and his crew are all doing over at blackastronauts.com. You can find them on Twitter.
Twitcher?
On Stitcher. You know what?
Hey, new.
Go get that damn website right now because we're gonna lock that down because somebody's gonna pay some money for that.
Twitcher.
And Jay, real quick, can I say the show's Twitter? If you're on Twitter, is Black Astronaut One. We got that too. Apparently,
yeah.
Nice.
Twitcher. Let me look. I'm looking up Twitcher now and see if that's actually a thing.
I bet you it is.
No, it's not. Twitcher.com. Is there a Twitcher.com? Yeah. Twitching. Oh, it's somebody already got it and have it for sale.
Guess what they didn't get? BlackAstronauts.com.
They did not get that one.
That's right. So this and other shows you can find at valentinecast.com. Our Twitter feed is valentinecast. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Hey, Black Astronauts has a Facebook page also. So go out there and like those guys as well. If they want to call us, babe, how can they call us?
You can call us by calling our call-in line at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at our YouTube site, youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay, you can tweet him at TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
Our outro music is brought to you by Pretty Lights Music, who I sadly could not go see this past week when they were at the Louisville Palace. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com. What we're in and out on is if I gave you my love from his album. So Aaron, again, thank you so much. You're more than just a fan, man. You like family, dude.
Thank you. I love y'all, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. I mean, we love you guys and ladies. I got to keep saying, I don't want the ladies,
because
Kai is out there, too. When I say guys, it includes y'all, too. But I need
you're so sexist, Jay.
I need to go ahead and acknowledge the ladies as well. So, guys and ladies over there, we love you guys. So
I just wanted to say Shimon.
Mm-hmm. You know. All right. So, you all have a great week. There will not be a show next Monday.
There will not be a show. So, tell all your friends, yep. No show.
Yep.
It is our vacation weekend, so we will not be here.
Yep. So anniversary on Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Talk to y'all later.
Talk to you all later. Bye.
Podcast.
I smell like poo.
There you go.